For as long as I live, I don't think I'll forget this moment on this specific day at specific place at President Hyper in Krugersdorp. Now, what had happened is the day before I'd received my usual messages from Sky, and Sky was one of Cecilia's fake people. And Sky related to me yet once again that Cecilia needed money. But Cecilia didn't need money right there and then at that particular moment. So I reasoned with Sky that, well, I'm gonna see Cecilia the next day, I can just give her the money then. And Sky was not apparently happy with that response. She wanted me to transfer money into Cecilia's account there and then, while going between text messages. But I don't remember the full details of the scenario that Sky was relating to me of why Cecilia needed the money, because these scenarios were endless and complicated, and this one in specific was even more so complicated. And it was also exceptionally confusing to me. And I like to understand how things are working. Sometimes I won't ask, but if something really doesn't honestly make sense to me, basically my approach is, please help me understand, because I really would like to understand. Maybe I'm seeing it wrong, you know? So this was the predicament with Sky. Her outlined scenario and idea didn't quite make sense to me because I could see flaws in how it would actually not work. It just really didn't make sense. So I then posed a very simple, polite question to Sky. I was actually somewhat scared of Sky, which I'll talk about in another note. So my approach to Sky was very polite, tiptoeing on eggshells, basically. Just really, in all honesty, wanting to know how this plan is supposed to work, because, you know, X, Y, and Z can happen with the way she's explained it, so it would not work. And I don't really recall Sky's response back to that, or if she even responded at all, but that actually doesn't really matter because Sky actually never existed. But what matters is what happened the very next day. Now, I had never transferred money to Cecilia while going through those text messages with Sky, but she still needed the money. So the very next day, I saw Cecilia and she was responding exactly the same way to me as she normally did. And then we drove down to President Hyper so I could go withdraw money. And this moment I will never forget for as long as I live. As I stopped the car, Cecilia's tone changed completely. The look in her eyes changed completely. And she suddenly brought up my conversation with Sky and the pure basic fact that I should never question, I must just do as told. And I tried to explain to Cecilia that I was just sincerely trying to figure out. I wasn't trying to, you know, be rude or anything. Cecilia didn't listen to a word I said, but again, that didn't matter. Her next response is what mattered. She looked at me with this cold death stare and this smirk of note on her face. And she said to me, whenever someone questions or whenever someone doesn't do as told, we don't get even, we get revenge. At that moment, I froze. It felt like my blood had literally turned to ice, and shivers physically ran down my spine and over my entire body. I didn't have any words. I was speechless. I was shocked. I was scared. I didn't know what to think. It was the first extreme, dramatic response I'd ever received from Cecilia. The first threat I'd received from her. Of course, at least back then, I didn't know what she was really capable of when it happened. If it happened now, I'd probably take off running. But I had no response for her, and I got out the car and I went to go and draw the money for her. My nerves were a wreck. I was shaking. And I got back into the car, still nervous and shaking. But by the time I got back into the car, Cecilia was her normal self again. Because I had obviously done as I was told.